This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A NASA rover intended to search for life on Mars successfully landed on Thursday. We get more from AP's Tim McGuire.
NASA ground controller Swati Mohan delivered the news to the Perseverance team at NASA's Jet Propulsion Labs in Pasadena, California.
Touchdown confirmed. Yes. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars.
Later, after the six-wheeled rover had been on the surface for a while, Mohan delivered a key announcement.
Perseverance is alive on the surface of Mars. Congratulations to the mission. And looks like we have some more news in. It looks like we're getting the first image.
Over the next 2 years, Perseverance will use its 7-foot arm to drill down and collect rock samples with possible signs of bygone microscopic life. 3 to 4 dozen samples will be sealed in tubes and set aside to be retrieved by a fetch rover and brought to Earth by another rocket ship as early as 2031. I'm Tim McGuire.
A new UN report says humans are making Earth a broken and increasingly unlivable planet through climate change, biodiversity loss, and pollution. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said 2021 is what he called a make-or-break year.
Human well-being lies in protecting the health of the planet, and it's time to reevaluate and reset our relationship with nature.
Unlike past UN reports that focused on one issue and avoided telling leaders actions to take, Thursday's report combines 3 intertwined environmental crises and tells the world what's got to change. It calls for changing what governments tax, how nations value economic input, how power is generated, the way people get around, the way they fish and farm, as well as what they eat. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration said Thursday it's ready to join talks with Iran and world powers to discuss a return to the 2015 nuclear deal. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
In a major reversal of the previous administration's policy, the Biden administration has rescinded former President Donald Trump's restoration of U.N. sanctions on Iran. The decision was announced in a letter from acting U.S. Ambassador Richard Mills to the U.N. Security Council that was obtained by the Associated Press. The Trump administration's sanctions on Iran had been ignored by the rest of the U.N. Security Council and the world. Additionally, the State Department said Thursday President Joe Biden wants the U.S. to rejoin the 2015 nuclear agreement on Iran, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Trump pulled the U.S. out of the agreement in 2018. Mike Gracia, Washington.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday defense ministers had made no final decision on its military presence in Afghanistan. Speaking at a virtual news briefing in Brussels, Stoltenberg said that the mission cannot resolve itself until peace talks are made.
So it is now imperative to re-energize the peace process. All sides must seize this historic opportunity for a peaceful settlement without further delay.
NATO has just under 10,000 troops in the war-ravaged country, helping to train and to advise the Afghan security forces. White House officials say President Joe Biden will use his first big moment on the global stage at Friday's Group of Seven meeting to announce that the United States will soon begin releasing $4 billion for an international effort to bolster the purchase and distribution of coronavirus vaccines for poor nations. Former President Donald Trump declined to participate in the COVAX initiative because of its ties to the World Health Organization. Trump had accused the Geneva-based health organization of covering up China's missteps in handling the virus. The meeting of the G7 is being held virtually on Friday. Life expectancy in the United States dropped a staggering 1 year during the first half of 2020 as the coronavirus pandemic caused its first wave of deaths. Minorities suffered the biggest impact, with Black Americans losing nearly 3 years and Hispanics nearly 2 years, according to preliminary estimates released Thursday from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Health experts say it shows the profound impact of COVID-19, not just on deaths directly due to infection, but also from heart disease, cancer, and other conditions. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.